continued coverage of Co-op Solutions Think Conference here in Chicago, Illinois. And look who is in the studio lounge, Deb Wazorek. You are with Co-op Solutions as well. How are you?
I'm good. Very good.
Glad to have you here. How's the conference going for you so far?
Very good.
Yeah?
Very good.
Anything stand out for you?
Payments is in the forefront.
Always.
Especially in my world.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, we're talking about payment strategy with you. You were on a breakout session. Was that today? Yesterday?
I've been in a couple breakout sessions, and I manage Co-op Smart Growth Group, which is the consulting arm of Co-op.
So you are a busy, busy lady.
Yes, I am.
Wow. So tell me a little bit about the panel discussion. What was talked about? Give us a quick overview. Maybe we'll get some details.
One of the panel discussions that we did was on interchange and how credit unions need to look at maximizing their transactions, making changes just because of the Durbin changes that have come through.
Yep.
And you know, we believe from a smart growth perspective, you have to look at the portfolio. You need to start with a baseline and determine what the strategy is that you're going to carry through.
Okay.
We always say, issue more cards, get cards in usage, encourage usage amongst your membership, and make sure that you're doing it smart, and not spending money on things that aren't going to give you a return.
Got that right. Mm-hmm. What are some of the challenges that particular, you know, the stream of revenue for card issuers these days? What are some of the challenges there?
I believe for credit unions is that a lot of credit unions think that they understand where their revenue streams are in card programs, and debit is different from credit.
Mm-hmm.
Neither should cannibalize the other, because the personas of the person using a credit card is different from the persona of someone that uses a debit card.
Yeah.
From a debit card perspective, credit unions should be limiting the affiliate networks that they have. They don't need 3, 4, 5, 6 different debit networks on the back of their card.
Oh, okay.
They only need one, other than the association.
Okay.
So that helps reduce expense. So you want to look at it from that standpoint. You also want to look at the transactions. If you're doing something from a debit perspective, even a credit perspective, look at the transactions that are maybe not the sexy transactions, but are bringing you the most interchange back, and create campaigns that are targeted for those members that are using cards that way. Mm-hmm. And the members that aren't using cards that way, do something to encourage them to start using them in those segments.
Good point.
Micro segments are something that I think we're going to see more and more of. So, you know, if you have an Instacart user, for example, and a non-Instacart user, we know the person that's using Instacart is spending a lot more on their card product, card versus someone that's not. How do we look that, and how do we take that information? And through our smart growth initiatives that we work with clients, we can get down to that level of detail and help target and use the funding to market programs appropriately. And we can do that for debit, and we can do that for credit.
That's amazing what we can do these days. Oh my gosh. So how can credit unions combat reduced interchange? Kind of what you just said.
Same thing, more cards issue, use your funding appropriately, identify the transactions that that bring in more interchange. You know, Amazon wallet, everybody talks about sexy things, you need to have it in the Amazon wallet. You're not getting that much interchange from having it there. It should be there, but look at subscription services.
Yeah.
Once someone signs up for a subscription service, that transaction keeps going. It's sticky.
Yeah.
Do something to promote use of at the pay at the pumps. It's more interchange.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at those. Look at the authorizations that your cards are getting and where they're at, and see if you see trending.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the highest, and then start the lowest.
Okay.
And let's target getting those people that aren't using those at the higher transaction level.
Yeah.
Let's do campaigns that encourage
incentivize that for sure. Mm-hmm. So what is Co-op Solutions helping credit unions deploy some of these strategies? What are you guys doing?
Through Smart Growth, we just continue to work with the credit unions to customize based upon what their goals and initiatives are. Mm-hmm. If it is a client that has been with Co-op Smart Growth, the consulting, we put a plan out and we try to execute against the plan and bring to the credit union the value of spending their money wisely to get the most return.
Got it.
Because you can't blanket market these days.
Oh gosh, no. We're all into personalization.
Yep.
Sure.
And it's too expensive. And you don't
get
enough.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you blanket market everyone, you're not going to get the lift that you want.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And you've just spent a bunch of money on people that you're giving messaging to that it doesn't resonate.
Yeah. Gotcha. I get it. What is one of the most exciting outcomes the Smart Growth team has collaborated on with a credit union partner? Can you share with us?
Some of the most exciting things that we do, we work with credit unions to rehaul all of their card products.
Mm-hmm.
We do work on micro segment campaigns, credit line increase campaigns. Everything that we do is exciting. It's all changes. There's different things. What I would share with you is that the clients that work with us, they experienced a 24.5% increase in transactions year over year. And that's if they are a Smart Growth client.
Mm-hmm.
They will see 25% increase in interchange year over year if they're a Smart Growth client. And we have 100% retention of Smart Growth clients. So once they become a Smart Growth client,
we
retain them.
Talk about sticky. Wow.
Yes. Yep. So we kind of get talked about a lot at this conference.
I would think so.
Yes.
I would think so. Anything else to add here? I mean, I feel like we just scratched the surface here, but obviously time is allowing us, you know, this amount. But so anything else to add to wrap up?
No, other than I think credit unions just need to remember that card programs, all payment programs, can be one of the highest earning assets that they have. Again, credit serves a particular audience and can be a very good lending tool. And credit unions should not shy away from it because it's a plastic.
Yeah.
And especially with the changes in the way indirect lending, mortgages, prices is going up, they need to look at other lending assets for their books. And from a debit perspective, again, different persona, but you need both of them kind of riding along the rails together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Oh, good stuff here, Deb. Wow. This stuff is always changing, though, too, right?
Yep.
So something major will have happened.
Always evolving. Yes.
Which makes your job fun, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, very fun.
Every
day's
an adventure.
The same.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Deb, well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much
thank
for
you.
All this. Great. What a great education.
Thank you very much.